Then a hip hop album review, Joe Budden, No Love Lost.
This was your most anticipated album.
It was one of them. Okay, so I'm gonna just come out and say it. I'm fucking conflicted with this album. And the reason why I'm so conflicted with this album is because you could clearly hear that there is a formula for commercial hip hop. And Joe Budden followed that script to a T. But I don't like him in that lane. I don't like him in that lane, but he bodied his verses. He did Joe Budden commercially, and he's better than most commercial artists doing a type of album like this. But I don't like Joe Budden doing it, because A Loose Quarter was way better than this. It was way better than this. So with that being said, he kills Wayne, to me, in my opinion. But Wayne sounds better on that track, because that is Wayne's lane. And you could, for me, I could obviously tell that Joe Budden doesn't fit. He just doesn't fit, but he doesn't necessarily sound bad. But this album as a whole, I can't fuck with it like that, because I don't like... Joe Budden is an amazing lyricist. One of my favorites. I think my favorite in Slaughterhouse. But I can't fuck with this album, man. Stay in your lane, Joe. Stay in your lane, man. Don't make an album for radio. Let them niggas change for you. Per Mike, C-Town. That nigga Mike said that shit, nigga.
You don't think he first started off like making like radio sound stuff?
He did.
Like Pump It Up?
He did. His first, I liked his first album. Exactly. He abandoned that a long time ago.
But did he abandon
about that lane?
But did he abandon it because he didn't drop any like mainstream releases?
Part.
But he abandoned that shit because Jay-Z wouldn't jump on the remix, nigga.
There was a lot of influence from the label. The label was trying to get him to do this type of song, that type of song, et cetera, kind of fucked up the album for him. And the whole politics in that lane, it fucked up his experience. So he was like, fuck it, I'm done. And now he made his return, I guess, back to it, trying to, you know, pull in people that's popping. I mean, is there a problem with that, though?
Look, man, like I always say, everybody has their lane. And Joe Budden went back into the commercial lane, and he was still Joe, but he doesn't ride right in that lane. His car's off. He ain't got no gas. It's something. He's just not riding right in that lane, man. I don't like it. But I'm conflicted because he still sounds good, and he does it better than most commercial artists. But I don't like it. I don't like that Joe Budden, man.
He don't like it, kid.
He ain't like it, kid. What? Say something to that.
Hey, what? Do you like it, man?
The production held this album back for me. There were some songs on here that just didn't have enough bottom to it. You know, where it had like the heavy banging beats. It felt really like light on the top. So overall, I didn't really kind of enjoy it. There was nothing I could really, really connect to on this album. And as a whole, but where there's some songs that, you know, he was talking about the type of content I like to hear from Joe Budden, absolutely. But the production didn't mesh well with those songs, and it kind of threw it off for me. So, you know, in regards to that, then I just got to really tune in to Joe Budden and just kind of listen to what he's saying, which is kind of what I like from Joe Budden anyway, is when he's real personal and introspective. But I just would have enjoyed better production on this album. You know, and I think he did reach with some of those commercial tracks that he had on there. So, you know,
you got the peripheral in the same.
I know. Right? How the nigga see that?
So, but no, I mean, you know,
no.
But I'm in agreement with Ken on this one. That's the production kind of dragged this album big time. When the way the intro even started, I was just like, okay, I think this is kind of where he's going with this. And I don't mean to be prejudging on albums, but when I did see the track list, I was kind of already had a mindset of how this album was going to turn out, and it pretty much was downhill. The personal songs, Runaway and
You and I,
and Castles were, you know, that's the Joe Budden I was kind of expecting, but not the last, you know, spend like this in my lab day. Fuck it in my lab day.
Never going broke again, huh? Never broke again. Never going broke.
You ain't like that? No, man. I mean, it's a club. Club. Joe Budden took it to the club, man. He took it to the club on that joint. And in the last days with Lloyd Banks and Juicy J. But Other than that, man, yeah, I was like, and I mean, the way it was sequenced was just bad. Like, you went from this joint to like this personal joint. I don't know. It was just the way it was sequenced bad. The production was bad. I was like, ooh, this is not a good album.
Man, that's like the song that had an ideal on it. Yeah. With and then it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm the only one that probably thought this shit was funny, but that, who was that feature? SLV? How he was breaking it down in autotune at the end? Like, he just had all types of notes. Ooh, let him hear something. Whatever, he was just in autotune. I was like for like a minute. He went on for like a minute singing it. I'm like, oh, this is so awkward, dude.
That was awkward.
That shit was so awkward.
Long. It was too long.
He was trying to add some impact, some feeling to the song, to man.
You better listen to
didn't
me.
Didn't he drop the beat out? He was trying to make the song.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying nothing important.
He didn't have to. He was the same.
He just kept
right?
saying, I'm going
to
tell you something. Well, tell me something, please, and get it over with.
He was.
Look, hurry up. How you sound like Neo on one hook and then sound like Trey Songz on the next hook? I'm like, this is terrible.
It sound like T-Pain on the breakdown.
It sound like break.
Like, what?
Nigga, make up your
mind. What are you doing?
Man, SLV was singing, man.
SLV is bipolar than a motherfucker.
He was singing his ass off.
SLV is bipolar than a motherfucker.
Even on the joint? The party joint? The one he had Tank? Even Tank didn't even do a good job on the hooks. He was terrible. I'm like,
what's
oh man.
Put it on,
put it down.
Oh, put it down like you.
Yeah, Tank was even
Jamie Foxx sounded singing that.
Yeah, Tank was. If you're gonna do the hook, do it good. He just did it. This whole album was just. It just all went down. I'm like, dang, Joe. You need Cardiac on your production, the J Cardiac. Oh no. I when I saw a tracklist, I'm like, uh-oh. I said this is about to be bad. And when it started off the intro, I was like, damn. This shit is about to be terrible for me.
You should have expected this. Yeah. Anybody surprised by this album, I think you're being foolish.
Right.
You know, I do disagree with B, though. I kind of liked the intro. I'll say this, man. Falcone told me, he said, man, the second Kurt Cobain's comes in, you're going to cry. So I listened to the track, and I was like, I don't hear Kurt Cobain's. So I went back again. I'm like, where is Kurt Cobain's? I thought it was Drake.
Oh, wow.
Chilling on top of the world. Yeah. I thought that was Drake. I didn't look at the track list like that. So I went back and I was like, oh, Kurt Cobain is trying to sound like Drake?
Kurt Cobain is
That's
trying to sound like
whack.
Anybody.
But then, you know, if you listen to this whole album, it gave me a Drake feel with a better rapper. Because it was like every song had that lame ass, not everyone, but most of them had like that lame ass production.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I did not like the production. I didn't like the hooks. I liked Joe. If you gave Joe different beats, I would be cool with this project. The production, especially when it got to the middle. Even though I liked those songs better because that was the Joe I wanted to hear, the introspective Joe, it was just the production just made me want to go to sleep.
That shit was like quicksand. Man.
Yes, it was.
It was just like,
God, like, come on, I can't get it.
Yeah,
that's
what
it was. But, you know, the club hits, the album was weirdly sequenced, just like B said. It was oddly sequenced because it was like you had the club hits towards the beginning. Then that whole middle section where it was just like, oh, now we're going back to the introspective, more emotional Joe. And then it just kind of tapered off after that. The club hits, I can do without. Like, I can't do She Don't Get Down. Like, I can't. Except for Wayne's verses, because Wayne killed that shit, man.
What do you think? Go dummy in that pussy?
Crash test. Man, that shit was dope, man. You didn't think Wayne killed it?
I laughed when I heard that.
Yeah, I laughed like B.
Like, what?
I was like, oh my God.
Though, right? When you heard it, I was like, yeah, we know what you're going to say. Yep. You knew what was coming next.
No, I was trying to remember the name of another track. Wait, what? That's the only verse you like from him? Man, you crazy as hell. I miss you like a deadline.
What?
Yeah, you killing me, Mike. What?
Anyway, I can't say this is a solid project for Joe. It will get him where he wants to go, I feel like.
I think it's a win for him.
Because he's trying to make that type of move.
He's trying.
No. But will he?
Because here's the thing. He played it smart. He put Wayne and who else on that track? Wayne
Tank.
And Tank on that. She don't put it. And then he put a remix at the very end of the mixtape. That's just saying, look, this is my single. And I can see that single being played at the club.
And not only that, it's the timing is perfect. He's on this show, this hip hop show that's you know, doing
he's
well
doing
for him
his,
and
he's,
shit.
He's making moves.
Then you drop an album. I mean, it's a win for Joe Budden. He's projected to sell like 30K. Had a room sold 13 his first week. It's a win for him. It's a clear win for Joe Budden. And if I'm Joe Budden's and I see that, am I going to go back? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't care to re-listen to this project again. Probably except for Runaway and Castles, and probably that's about it. I mean, I just can't fuck with this shit that much, man. Sorry. What are these hands you speak of, as he would say? So, you know, can't fuck with it. Ain't that right, Margie?
She don't put it down like you.
Oh, is it my turn? I was trying to look at the track list again, because there were a couple tracks I was leaving out. Ghetto Birds, I thought was dope. And Emini, however you pronounce his name, he's the perfect example of how to make that kind of hook work. Because he sings his ass off.
Yep.
And he doesn't sound silly and whiny.
But him and Joe have a rapport, you
but
know.
I know, but either way, Emini shows, like, that's the kind of hook that you need, Joe. You don't need fucking Tank. You don't need Kirk O'Bangs. Oh, no, it's Omarion.
Oh, Maybach O. Like, what the fuck?
You don't, no, don't call that motherfucker Maybach O. His name is Omarion.
You don't need Maybach O, man.
It's Omarion.
You should have had him singing all the hooks for pretty much the song.
He should have had Imani doing the hooks. Yeah. I agree. But yeah, I was looking at the track list. Yeah, there weren't really that many tracks that I liked on this album. Only a few tracks that were tolerable. You and I, Castles, you know, and Ghetto Birds. Those tracks were tolerable. I think that Joe was trying to make this album cohesive by using a theme with the whole love thing. It didn't work. The album, to me, completely lacked focus. It didn't sound like a cohesive album. It sounded like a Brunswick stew. It was a mess. It was like you had this sound here, then you have this sound here, then you have this sound here. He should have mixed them up. Put a club track here. Then put a couple of introspective tracks here. Then put another banger here. Then put another, you know what I mean? Like, sequence it better. He didn't do that.
Yep.
So I'm a little disappointed with Joe. I think he could have been a little bit smarter with how he played this. But at the same time, I think this will put him where he wants to go. He wants to go that commercial lane, but he's still a lyrical beast, which is good.
Yeah, not taking that away from him.
So I think this album will do well for him. It's just, I think his core fans, like some of those old, I don't know if you call them backpackers or whatever, but his older fans may not really care for this album that much. But he ain't making this album for y'all. He's making that shit for Marjorie. Or dudes
like
that...
Yo, we're making it for.
He clearly said that.
Exactly, but yeah. Overall, cool album. It's just not for me.
Like Mike said, this album is not for me. I'm an original Joe Budden fan. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, Joe, you just need to get back with Tahiri and stop making subconscious music about her, bro. She bad. Just get back with her.
She don't want it no more, bro.
But she don't. The new chick don't put it down like her.
The new chick. She don't put it down like, man.
You don't know.
That's fucked up. Man, don't do Joe like that.
That's why she's still in his life.
He don't need all that drama.
Crazy.
Man,
he's
really the drama. But look, anyway, this album is the shit I don't like. I don't like it. I agree with Mike and B. There's like two or three tracks on here. Outside of that, don't like the production. I don't like the commercial lane for Joe. Joe's still on this project. It's still Joe Budden. But outside of that, man, give me Loose Quarter. But I understand, bro. You need to make your bread, so continue to do what you do. But it ain't bumping in my wheel. I'll bump Loose Quarter.
Yeah, like FIFO said, I completely understand. And for me, I think the content and the some of the songs and subject matter that Joe was talking about, he gave me those. I think the production itself didn't kind of mesh well with it. And if he continued along this path and continued to work on the style and work his way towards the mainstream, I think he'll get it together and he'll put out a more cohesive project. But content wise, subject matter wise, Joe gave me what I wanted, and I can listen to that. But overall, I didn't enjoy the album. So the content, the production, just kind of messed it up for me.